episode 2859 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to Thursday! I love Thursdays, you know why? I just love them. They're wonderful days. And you know, when you think about it, if there were no Thursday, well, you'd be missing something. What am I talking about? Anyway, I have no idea where I went down this rabbit hole, but I did. Today I've got a show, another one in the theme of behavioral interview questions. And this one is, explain how your work experience is relevant to this position. Hope you find this helpful. Please give this show a great review wherever you listen to it or watch it. Please share it on LinkedIn. A lot of people need the information. It will help them. And I'll be back in just one moment.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the great question. I love this. And, you know, you can basically say, you know, if you give me a copy of the job description, I'll go item by item with you and walk through it. But from what you've told me, you know, this is how I match up. You spoke about wanting someone with 8 years of experience with such and such. I have 9. You spoke about someone with 4 years of experience. And you kind of go through the job description to the best of your ability. And more importantly, then you convert to the functionality that's been explained to you. You convert and talk about how you've previously done situations either like this one, similar to this one, along the lines of dealing with people of various levels of sophistication and capability, and inspiring them to do great work so that it wasn't a chore, it wasn't an obligation, they wanted to do it. Now, I have no idea of the team that I'm inheriting, but this is my past where I've been able to do this previously, and I hope to be able to do it for you. So, again, go through your background as fits the role. More importantly, go through the functionality that they've outlined to you and how you've done it previously. Match it with your background. That's the way to really approach this. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways that I can be of service to you. First of all, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you saw the show because I like knowing that I'm helping some people. Once we're connected, you'll get more information from me because I post a couple of times a day on LinkedIn. Again, my page there is linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And connect with me at jobsearch.community. I've got a lot there to help you. I've got free stuff on the front page. Plus, if you become an Insider, Insider Plus member, or Insider Premium member, there's lots more to help you, including all my video courses, books, and guides. You can get me on a couple of Zoom calls, or we do group coaching together. Again, that's jobsearch.community. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.